All right, so what? So we watched the episodes
Who the
of
hell am I?
You're my co-host at the Mosco. She dead end. You're my wife dad again. You're
why is there a piece of shit on the ground?
Who am I? I am Fetusbury Crunch, man, the myth, legend, me, man, the beef burger.
What the fuck are we doing?
We are doing a podcast, buddy. Thanks for setting this up. This was really cool.
God.
That's deft artistry.
Oh,
well done.
God, why are we
so
doing
we,
this?
Because we went to Donny Benet, that's why.
This guy, that guy is the fucking raddest.
He's
but
the
still,
fucking
what the
raddest.
Fuck? We don't need to fucking impose ourselves.
We're not imposing anything. What we're doing is we're just putting out a podcast, and as per usual, like, two, maybe three people are going to listen, and that's going to be it.
Yeah, and you know.
And it's not going to go anywhere because nobody talks about it anyway. You know.
As much.
Mm-hmm.
Those PBRs, they must have laced them with something.
Yeah, they were monkey beers.
Because. I mean, how many did I have? How many do we have?
Three.
I pretty much got
four?
You one, like. Hey, the best friend that I am.
Was he? Yeah, right? I know. You're such a fucking cool guy.
God. But still, it's just like.
Like four?
They're PBRs. And like.
Yeah. Well, they were PBRs and they were shots of. Whiskey, whatever they were. Or something.
Like so cheap.
Yeah.
Bourbon whiskey.
It was, yeah, it was shitty, shitty whiskey. But
I asked, but I don't remember.
Oh, it doesn't. Doesn't matter. Not really.
Yeah. Nonetheless.
I apologize for any listeners who just had a yawn. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Two times.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really matter what kind of whiskey we had that. And then, well, and then we met those cool people. And we went to the second location and had what another shot of beer there. That was cool.
I mean, I don't know what you had.
Yeah, I had a shot of beer.
Wow. Fucking, I mean, I just got my little fucking goddamn deucer, my shitty deuce.
Yeah, that's exactly what. Well, so they asked me, the people, they asked me, they said, what do you want? And I said, well, I don't know, like a shitty shot and a cheap beer, like as cheap as it could possibly be. That's not what they gave me.
No, I saw you.
Yeah,
you
I ended up with like an IPA
like,
and
I was
something
watching,
or other.
Like, I came in and like.
Yeah, I don't know what I got, but I said, hey, this isn't cheap, and they just kind of laughed. But, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what?
So,
I had hams and a fucking Old Crow.
Yeah.
And that was still fucking more expensive than where I usually go, which is owned by the same people.
Yeah. Which is weird. Well, it was kind of a shitty neighborhood, but it was like a trendy place to be.
Yeah, and it's cash only, so it's like,
yeah,
fuck on.
Yeah,
nah,
cash
dude,
only.
Nah, dude, if it's cash only, it should be a lot cheaper.
Yeah, it should be a lot cheaper. It should be a lot cheaper. You goddamn right. Well, hey, the other thing that
you're
gonna thought.
Charge me fucking $3 for a fucking ATM price? Fucking fuck off, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Hey, but you know what? That's a good thing about banks and credit unions nowadays, you know, you spend $3 on a GD, $20 fucking ATM tab.
Yeah.
And then they give it back to you.
They'll reimburse you. Well, hey, so the other thing that I figured we should record a podcast about is we have a new original Arizona premium spiked beverage, hard real brewed sweet tea, Southern style.
Oh, that's what you're doing?
Contains 5% alcohol by volume, baby.
I don't like it.
And, it's
like
a new one.
I don't like it as much as the,
Yeah, well, we tried the other ones, as our listeners know.
I don't
we tried
it as much as the green tea.
Yeah, we tried the green tea, the
peach
tea,
the
lemon tea.
The lemon, yeah.
Like, so now we're trying the sweet tea. Let's see what we think.
This just tastes like fucking.
I'm gonna do that ASMR. Hang on. Sorry. I was trying to make it sound
like
good.
It honestly tastes almost just like the green tea.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's
not
just,
bad,
it's
but
a
like
sweet fucking, you know, it's a spiked fucking sweet tea. It's not bad.
It's you know,
once
it's really
you
tasty.
That, once you get that back throat taste,
yeah,
it tastes like
is
the green tea almost.
Yeah, well, sweeter, but that's to be expected, right? Because it's sweet tea, but yeah, it's good. I think that's all I had to say.
It ain't bad.
Yeah, I think that's all I had to say about that. Is it's good.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck.
It's not great. It's not blowing me away, but it is good. I like it. You know, it's totally solid.
It tastes like the green tea.
It. Yeah, it's like, well, it's like green tea, and then I'll, like, better the black, like, the black tea, like the lemon, but without the lemon.
It just literally tastes like the green tea.
I don't know.
This is just green tea.
I'm getting more out of it than just green tea.
Well,
that's what I mean. It tastes like the green tea with the black tea, but it's not, but without lemon.
Because
it's tea. It's black tea, but with,
it's not even black
sweet.
Tea. It's just tea. It's just
no,
sweet.
No, because they make it out of black tea.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They just put a bunch of fucking sugar in.
You don't know what the hell they make it.
Yeah, because they do. Well,
I don't know. I'm not doing that.
Maybe I'm the one doing that.
So,
maybe I'll put it on my throat.
Donovan A. It was a good show.
Diamond A was a great show.
Good show.
We had a lot of fun.
It
was really cool.
I got to see my baby mama.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. News to everyone listening. Fucking, I got a kid.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, but...
It's proof he's not a virgin.
Hey. Butt sex.
You know what they say about pregnant ladies? They've had sex. That was
a fucking goddamn.
That was quite a.
That threw.
That,
that threw
was a
me
surprise.
Off.
Yeah,
it just threw me off for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, you were cussing pretty hard out there on the smoking deck, and some chick is like, because you said like motherfucker, and she said what me?
I didn't say motherfucker.
Just whatever it was, you said, oh shit. She said, oh shit, me? And you were like, no.
I was trying to be good dad because fucking goddamn, my dad. You know, so it'd be grandpa.
As one does.
He was all like, get him fucking,
hey, here's
give,
some,
give my number to fucking, you know.
You hand my number out.
Baby mama, so fucking, you know, like, I want to fucking goddamn know my goddamn grandkid type of thing. And, you know, so I text that.
Yeah.
And then I got a reply back saying something like,
hey, that was the first band.
Let's go through it.
We can, it's a new segment on our show. It's revisiting text messages. That's what we're gonna call this.
Yeah. So gives the number to my, you know, gives the number to her from my fucking goddamn pops, you know.
Yeah.
And then the reply is, are you R?
Yeah. The letter R.
U.
The letter U.
Enjoying the first band.
God, that fucking annoys
and
me.
Then, like, that in itself, like, because that's all I got. That was the response.
Yeah, that's
enough.
I was
just like, hey, my dad wanted me to give you his number so fucking kiddo can fucking, you know, like...
Hey,
know.
Here's his number. Yeah.
Yeah, let's, you know, let's try and fucking make sure that she knows that, you know, she's got family.
But then, hey.
And then this is the response.
You enjoying that first band?
Well. R? U?
The letter R, the letter U.
Enjoying
I don't like
the first
that.
Band? And then, like, before I could even respond, it was just, and that's when I said, what in the fucking shit-ass fuck?
I think it was something like that, it was definitely something like that. It was very, very vulgar, But there was like, some lady we didn't know hanging out with, like, some boyfriend or something.
And we were just out there smoking.
Yeah. Well, and he just happened to say in her direction, he was like, what? She's like, what, me? And it's like, no.
I was like,
you.
Oh, Jesus, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
No, like, I'm just cursing aloud.
Right.
Because my kid's mom is, like, I don't know what the fuck is going on here.
Well, because
and then
who knows?
I was just like,
but then, so then I looked over.
What, are you here or something?
I looked over at the random and I said, you know, he's not. Yelling at
I'm not,
you. He's
I'm
just
not,
yelling
I'm,
in your direction.
It's
not.
It's not a direct.
Yeah, it's not a personal thing. And she's like, "Oh, okay." I said, So he's yelling, but it's in your general direction. It's not directed at you. And she's
and
like,
then,
"Oh, okay."
You know what? Honestly,
you apologized too on the way by, which I thought was a real classy move.
So when we left,
we were going back in, and you said, "Hey, you know, I'm sorry again." And she said, "You know what? Tell him I forgive him." I said, "Oh, that's very nice."
So, when we were leaving, going to other place.
Yeah, to the second location.
And fucking I went back to get car.
Yeah.
Fucking.
Oh, you seen her again?
No. Oh. Like, you know, I went and parked at other location.
Sure.
Motherfucking got out and there were like a couple of fucking ladies getting into another car that was like right in front of me.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, did you just cover the cars? Blah, blah, blah. I was just like, yeah. And they're like, oh, it's dope, wasn't it? Blah, blah. And then the friends, like, they were talking to each other, and she's like, they said something about, you know, being pregnant and having a kid, more or less.
Yeah.
And I was just like, ha! I know how that one feels.
Hey.
And then I started just kind of unloading.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, oh, yeah, no. We just came, I just came from that show, and it turns out my kid's mom was there with her fucking husband.
If I'd have been there, I'd be like,
And then they looked at me like I was some fucking goddamn homeless fucking dude.
Like you're a crazy alien.
And I was like, drugs. Oh, Jesus.
Wait a minute. Yo,
hey, congratulations on the new kid.
I'll see. Had I been there, I'd try to keep you on track. Oh, you know, well.
Good job, fucking, you know.
Yeah. Never mind that.
Don't do the same thing that the other mothers that I've seen on the YouTube that just get rid of their children. You know, don't do that, you know.
Less said about that, the better. Hey, ha-ha.
Yeah, no, but they...
We're just, doing jokes.
As soon as I said, I was just like,
kind of.
And then they
yourself.
Looked at me as if, like, what the fuck is this guy? Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, something of a faux pas. But but hey, just the same, we got selfies with Donnie Benet. That was really cool.
We did $0.
$0, baby. You got your album signed.
Albums.
That was really cool. Yeah, you bought two vinyl records and you got them both signed by Donnie Benet, the man himself.
Didn't get the fucking cool shirt. I'm upset about that.
Had I thought about it, I would have pulled the shirt out of my pocket that I was carrying for you and had him sign that too, but I wasn't thinking about it.
No, I didn't even want him to sign that.
I'm just saying, had I thought about it.
I'm upset that I didn't get the one I wanted.
Which one was the one you wanted?
It was the navy one. I wanted the navy blue.
Yeah, that was a cool shirt.
I wanted the fucking goddamn 1996 looking fucking, you know.
Yeah.
Walmart cool shirt. Style, like, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
God damn it.
Yeah, it was quite a cool shirt.
But
the white shirt is really
goes
very
with
cool.
The hat that I'll never be able extremely cool. To wear.
No, you're going to have to retire that. That's just going up on the wall. That's not a hat for wearing.
No,
it's a hat for show.
You don't wear white hats.
No.
Especially when you're colored, like me.
All white hats are a mistake for fucking anybody, dude. I mean, you are, but
you're gonna get my color all over that white hat.
Well, you get anybody's color all. It's the sweat. It's the skin oils. It's the you cannot.
No.
Rock
I'm
white
trying
hat.
To be. I'm trying to be racist for.
I'm not letting it happen.
Yeah. Oh shit! You will.
No.
It's my.
No,
terms.
I don't. It's my terms. Do you want a microphone? You want a microphone to be racist, man?
Who the fuck are you?
Yeah. You want a microphone specifically for racism?
My color won't get on that.
I said anybody's will.
It looks
that's what
dirty
I said.
Brown.
Yeah. Dirty Brown! Yeah. My favorite rapper, Dirty Brown. That's that guy. He had that cool show, Dirty Brown's Basement. That was a fun show.
Welcome to Dirty Brown's Basement.
Dirty Brown!
Nigga.
Dude, yeah, I gotta say, Danny fucking Brown, though, like, wow, man. What a talent, man.
Let's finish up before we get into Donnie
Brown. What are we doing?
Danny Brown.
What are we finishing?
No, man, fucking the Donnie Brown show.
Oh, yeah, that was great. He played all his hits. We got to see somebody that we had never heard of. Otness. O-T-N-E-S.
Like saying hotness.
Yeah.
But it's
minus,
without the H.
Minus the front and the back. Because hotness has two S's.
Yeah.
So O-T-N-E-S. She was really cool. Like, really, really cool. She was from Nashville, I want to say.
She reminded me of what's her name from Scott Pilgrim?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What the fuck you mean you don't know?
But
Brie Larson's character.
Oh yeah, no, I don't know. But hey, really,
fuck,
really,
you do.
Not really.
Yeah, no, yeah,
I read like 5 volumes
You've
of fucking
seen the
Scott
fucking
Pilgrim
movie.
Yeah, a long time ago.
Oh,
it's not
off.
It's not anything that I particularly like. You know, but anyway. Yeah, so Otness, from yeah, I
put
I think
so
it's
hard. You're gonna fucking make
I'm not trying to knock the TV over. Yeah, I think she's from Nashville.
Yeah.
Really cool. You know, kind of a shorter blonde lady. But really, really cool music, though. I really like that a lot, man. The stuff that she did there.
Shut up like fucking up Brie Larson from fucking goddamn Scott Pilgrim vs. the World.
I don't think that's accurate, because I thought that she was pretty.
Yeah. No, she was pretty much... what?
I've only ever liked Brie Larson in Kroll Show and The League. That's,
what was
that's
it called? Fucking Attack of Demonhead?
Clash of Demonhead.
Clash of Demonhead.
Is the name
there
of the NES game, yeah.
Well, no, that's the name of the band.
Yeah, I know. But it's from
yeah,
the
you
from
do.
The NES
yeah, you
yeah,
do know.
I know.
That.
I know that
oh,
it's,
you cocksucker.
From the movie, I know that it has the same title as the game from the NES, which is Clash of Demonhead. I know that. Because it's a video game trivia thing. That's what
yeah,
I
yeah, whatever the fuck.
But, yeah, Otness was really cool, man. Really cool. And then, actually, I really appreciate how I was able to, like, flag her down and say, hey, would you come over? And she, like, totally engaged with us, like, as people. It wasn't, you know, like a, like an artist and fan. There wasn't, like, this disconnect. Like, she was totally cool. She was, like, a totally cool person.
You know what was really cool?
Talking around with that, the people working at the merch desk.
No, man, all the niggas
cool.
Sweat my fucking X-Men.
Oh,
jacket,
that's
bro.
True. So, well, before all you left, niggas, before you left your apartment, you said, should I wear this or this? I said, well, you should wear this. And then, hugely popular. And then also, your Gravity Falls hat was a great big hit.
Amen.
Yeah.
There's a
yeah.
lady that was at, calling me Ash Ketchum.
Nice. Okay.
But, I, was just
I mean,
like,
that's
yeah,
wrong,
I'll
but yeah, thank you. Yeah. I mean, that's extremely wrong, but yeah,
it's,
no,
it's
thank you.
Way
that's,
left field.
Yeah, yeah, way,
hey,
way, way wrong.
I'll
but
take
yeah,
it.
No, thank you, yeah. That's not Dipper Pines, and it's not anything to do with X-Men, which is you were wearing Dipper and X-Men, but... Well,
I mean,
but that's okay. You
and,
know, Ash Ketchum, I mean,
the WrestleMania shirt.
And the WrestleMania shirt. That was another, actually. That was another really big hit. Yeah, a lot of people commenting on the
just
WrestleMania
like,
shirt.
Lord Almighty.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, I knew, but I didn't know.
I'm wearing my Happy Rusev Day shirt.
I know.
And only one
that,
person.
When the security dude.
It was a security guy.
He was
but
like,
I've
oh,
met that. Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, Happy Rusev Day. Said, yeah, thanks. And he introduced me to another security guard.
He's like, oh, it's one of us.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he's one of our guys. Take good care of him.
Those were
is...
the people you should have talked to about putting my fucking shit in my car.
Yeah, probably.
Which is right
yeah,
across the street
yeah,
from
probably.
The door.
Yeah, it was unreasonable of them to not let you out. But if they make one exception, they got to make.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, we know.
But yeah, no, that old guy. that dude is, I think his name is Lloyd, but I've met him going to other bars.
Dumber.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I met that dude going to other bars up on Hawthorne.
Oh, in my hood.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You know, west of there. But yeah, absolutely. You know, around about 51st.
Dog's vagina.
Yeah, no, very cool guy. I ran into that guy a couple of times. We did the fist bump, and then I said, well, it should be too sweet. And he said, well, we definitely should. So we did. We two-sweeted it. And then, yeah,
why didn't
he said,
you fucking include me in that?
Because you were already talking to the other security guy.
Well, because the other security guy's like, oh, dope-ass jacket.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you were busy.
But still. You
well,
just
hey, next time we go,
fucking,
next time we go to the corner, we'll
if
fucking...
If someone fucking two-sweets...
I am just saying, next time on. We go to the fucking... Next time we go to the spot, like, we can... Yeah, you know, I'll make sure you get one, man. It, that old dude is cool as hell. He's old school. He likes a lot of, like, actual worthwhile wrestling.
I need to start going to more fucking shows, man.
Yeah, going to shows is really cool.
I just need to find some fucking vinyl. Just get some fucking random vinyl fucking goddamn. I don't even know what the fuck you do, but you know what? I'll do it.
Yeah, let me see about that, right?
All right, well. Yeah.
Well, hey. Hey, how's it going?
Hey!
Another episode of Feedsbury Jam.
Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? I don't normally do this, but yeah, I did bring up the podcast while we were out. Yeah, I did.
Darn.
Yeah.
And
I don't
normally. And I just forcefully made someone follow us.
Yeah. Well, You know, I think that's more common than me bringing it up.
I pulled what Ben Kissel did in the last podcast on the left. Fucking, he'd always talk about how he was just like because he's so big and everything.
Yeah,
he was just forcefully.
He's a large guy.
Oh, give me your phone. Oh, you listen to his podcast, and it's just like boop.
Yeah. Oh yeah, like podcast. Give me your phone.
Yeah, and then I'm like, you're not gonna like it.
No,
but
because I know
you're followed now.
Yeah,
no. So we at least have one follower.
Yeah.
Extra now.
Yeah, they're probably gonna unfollow, and I don't blame them. But
I mean, how often do people unfollow? You know, it's one of those.
I honestly, I'm not even sure, because I feel like there's probably a way to track that through the app, but I just, if there is, I just don't even. I don't know, man. I don't. I feel like there are a lot of metrics on the app. It used to be Anchor. Now it's like Spotify for podcasts, whatever. Because I had to do a bunch of shit with my Spotify login or something. I don't know. It's a pain in the ass. Anyway, there are probably ways to monitor who has subscribed and who is unsubscribed, or if you have a certain number of subscribed listeners, it goes down and they don't tell you exactly who, so that you can't, stalk them.
Mm.
Right? I feel like a platform being like, this person unfollowed you is pretty much opening the door for you to be like,
why did you unfollow me?
Right.
Hey, I'm at your front door.
Don't you like me?
Yeah, you tell me to my face why you don't fucking like me.
Yeah, I feel like that would probably be. It's probably not good, right?
That's what they say.
I mean, shit, probably. Yeah. I feel like it'd probably not be good. I understand it. If I set up my own platform, I probably wouldn't be like, hey, this motherfucker unfollowed you. Or maybe I would. Hey, why don't you, here's all the information you need to fuck somebody up, But I feel like that platform probably wouldn't last very long. Outside of the courts. Right? Because in the courts, we would probably last for a couple of years. Because people would sue us. Forever.
Why don't they have that in the game? Fucking little turret blaster.
They might in the original Battlefront on Hoth, maybe.
I don't think so.
Maybe? I don't know.
I don't think so.
We're gonna start playing Star Wars. That's everybody's favorite game. It's everybody's favorite game. It's the Star Wars and you like it.
Get you some wars.
Get you some wars. And there are wars that are in the stars.
And they are warring.
They are all fighting up in the stars.
For the wars.
For the wars. We're doing a good. This is really good. I think this is a really good episode.
Happy quinceañera.
Happy quinceañera. Feliz quinceañera. Happy Kwanzaa. Harambe! I think the echo is probably what really made that line, right? Because that was really good. Harambe!
What the fuck were we doing?
So, I think we were doing Rise of the Empire.
No, we already did that.
No, because we did Galactic Conquest. We did a bunch of that. Rise of the Empire is
that's
story
right.
mode, yeah. Campaign. Yeah, buddy.
Real niggas.
Real buddies coming through, man. Coruscant.
Oh, shit.
And it's Anakin. How are we already at Anakin?
Yeah, dude, this is where we are.
I feel like this is weird because we're already doing Order 66.
Yeah, dude. We run.
Oh, shit. He about to kill them little kids.
He's about to fucking murk some
Don't
kids.
Do it, Annie.
You know, in the Obi-Wan thing, he kept some little kids in a fucking goddamn. Carbonite fucking.
Yeah, but he does here. Like them little kids.
No, not like
that. No, not like that.
I'll defend Annie like that, bro.
Nah, Anakin's a bad guy.
No, bro.
Alright, let's go kill a bunch of Jedi, I guess.
Let's go kill a bunch of space Jews.
I mean, what? Nobody killed Watto. I think wobble wobble wobble. Space slaves. Wobble wobble wobble.
I got a wibbly nose.
Google. Yeah. Well, people are like, well, George Lucas is an anti-Semite. And it was like, well, what do you mean? He has this he has this flying blue alien with a huge nose that is a slaver. Wait a minute. Hang on. Hang on. Stop. Wait. I don't like this conversation. What do you mean? George Lucas is not an anti-Semite. He just he just has this blue flying alien with weird spindly limbs and a bulbous gut with a huge nose.
Big old nose like Dan Aykroyd is fucking nothing but trouble.
Who owns slaves and also is very mean to robots, like slave labor robots. Yo, so
he's also
very money hungry. But there's no connection whatsoever with negative stereotypes.
What about that fucking like six leg spider motherfucking looking thingy? Like little tiny guy. They had the fucking. Wasn't he a pod racer? And he's like.
What the fuck? I mean, yeah, probably. He probably was a pod racer. I feel like a lot of those designs got kind of phoned in. So, yeah, there probably was a guy with little legs, and he was like,
who are you? Who are you?
Yeah, type that into Google. Who are you? Who are you? Fuck you. Yeah, type that into Google. The pod
Portland
racer with,
Winco
this, with the wiggly legs.
July deadline to claim $200 payment and class action
Hell
lawsuit.
Yeah. Dude, do that shit. You get paid, dog.
I've only been to Winco like twice.
It don't matter.
You just
get paid.
Years.
You'd be like, yeah, hell yeah, I was there.
All right. So what was I saying?
Racial stereotypes in George Lucas. Like people,
spider,
yeah, no. But
spider like.
So
odd racer.
Do you mean Sebulba?
No.
Probably not. Do you mean because I played episode one Podracer, right? So, spider-looking dude, I don't remember that.
I don't even know if he was a spider-looking... No, he wasn't even a pod racer. It was was just a dude that was just, like, on the side, but he had the goggles and shit.
I'm not sure.
Spider-like little nigga.
Spider-like racial caricature, episode one, Star Wars.
Star Walks.
But like okay so yeah negative racial stereotypes no never mind that and then the Nemoidians who were basically Asian he can't do that we have a Jedi on board need a droid to kill. What you need to do is fill that chamber with poison gas. There are Jedis. Like no you can't do don't do that. With the eye shave and the whole thing. Come on, George Lucas.
You know better.
What is that, buddy? Come on. Come on.
You know better.
I feel like you probably know better. Well, and then I look back on it, the original Star Wars. You kind of look back on that through that lens. Like, how much of that was racist? Well, not a lot, actually. Not a lot. And so I feel like something happened.
It might have been this motherfucker.
With George Lucas.
Rats Tyrell.
Oh, Rats Tyrell? Yeah. He was in episode one Pod Racer, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. It was a Pod Racer, yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember him being a spindly ass motherfucker, but yeah, I mean, that shit probably was racist. I don't know. Who knows anymore? I mean, everything is racist, man. I don't know. I don't know. Man.
Isn't that why we had the podcast? Everyone's British.
Everybody's British, yeah. That's exactly why. Yeah, because British people would not stop being American in movies, and that is racist.
Yeah, you pieces of
That's
shit.
That's right. You know?
You stupid Brits, go eat your fucking beans and tomatoes.
Yeah, go eat some, you know, sauteed tomatoes and mushrooms for breakfast, you fucking idiot.
No peppers, spices.
Generally, I do like British people.
I mean,
yeah. I mean, I don't know. British, Welsh, Irish, Scottish, New Zealand, Australia, pretty much the entire UK. I'm cool. I don't really mind. If there are people I don't like,
see who I don't like.
It's like white gypsies. Like I've met like Romani people and they're okay, but it's but it's like white gypsies.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the Romani people, a lot of them I had to deal with in a retail setting. Is, hey, buddy, come on, buddy. No, I get what you're doing, and it's just not going to work. And so, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a hassle.
So
but,
you are
but it's white gypsies,
talking like, about a race of people.
Well, it really, I think it comes down to the...
Dig yourself back up.
It's like, I think what it comes down to is, instead of ethnicity exactly, I think it really comes down to...
The
sort of like, well, it's like the socioeconomic strata, you know what I mean? So it's not like necessarily any particular skin color. What I mean when I
say
white,
gypsies.
Well, no, I can't because that's the Romani people, and I don't really
have
a problem
you're
with
saying
Romani
gypsies.
People.
It's not, you're not
what
saying
I mean
Romani.
Is the white people who act like the white people who act like stereotypical gypsies.
The
I
white
think is my
people
problem.
That act like black.
Yeah. Well, it's white people. It's
Darth
my problem.
Vader
I don't fucking like white people, I guess, is my problem.
You know what? Chasing Amy got it right all along.
Did they? I watched that movie one time at a birthday because we thought it was
good. You watched it more than once.
Did I? Because like we rented that for DJ's birthday party and we thought it was going to be like Jay and Silent Bob, like Mallrats. And
it was
fucking wasn't. Yeah. And the whole movie was just Ben Affleck being like, why don't you love me? And the lesbian being like, because you have a fucking dick is why I don't love you. And he's like, well, can I make you love me? And she's like, no. And that was Chasing Amy, I think, in its total. In summation, I think that was Chasing Amy.
You know
and
what? Chasing Amy is...
Is that one that I should go back and watch?
Yeah, maybe.
Should I? Okay. Okay, you heard it here first. I might just go back and rewatch Chasing Amy.
I mean, yeah, just go.
I'm not going to rewatch Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. I feel like I got the point.
No, I deleted
I'm not going to rewatch Clerks 3.
Here's
I
what,
feel like
here's
I got the
what
point.
Here are the list of movies that I'll rewatch.
Yeah. Kevin Smith.
The Kevin
yeah,
Smith.
Yeah, so we're doing Kevin Smith again, yeah. Can you do it chronologically? You're not going to watch Clerks again? Can you do it chronologically?
Well, I mean, you know, it's like, yeah, of course I'll
okay,
watch
so first Clerks.
But...
And then Mallrats, and then...
No, I would rather... No,
you're, gonna
like,
watch,
no,
you're not
going to
watch Chasing Amy again?
I'm talking in order of how I'd watch them.
Oh,
I'm just saying,
okay.
I'm
yeah,
just
okay.
Saying,
oh, you're doing the ranking. Okay.
I'm just
all right.
Doing,
most
like,
most likely to rewatch Kevin Smith movies again. Yeah, Mallrats would probably be my... my
it would be like Mallrats.
Right.
Yeah, God.
Yeah, it's kind of a tough one.
Mallrats, Dogma...
Okay.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Huh?
Clerks.
Okay.
Like, you know, I gotta keep those in there.
Yeah.
Oof. Now, not a movie, but the Clerks TV
show.
Oh,
Clerks animated series number one.
Yeah, fucking goddamn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not live action, yeah, cartoon animated
series. Animated
series.
If you watch the Clerks TV pilot, you'll never want to watch it again.
No. Not at all.
Yeah, because that was dog shit. And I understand that, yeah, Kevin Smith was not involved, and they did it without her consent. Yeah. But, I mean, really. Easily the worst thing that Kevin Smith's ever had his name on.
Yeah, kind of like the IT crowd.
Like the American IT crowd, or the American Peep Show.
Although,
you ever seen that
although
one?
The American IT crowd still did have...
Well, it was the same, because it was the same fucking jokes. They still had Richard Iowati, so I mean, it's not as bad. But did you ever see, have you ever seen the American pilot for Peep Show?
No.
Holy Christ. There was no subtlety at all. They completely ruined that show. It was fucking terrible. It was shocking how bad that was.
All right. So, where
so
are we
Kevin,
going
Kevin
with
Smith.
That?
All right, Kevin Smith. Let's see. In terms of movies I would watch again,
oh,
Kevin Smith.
Yeah, then it would be Chasing Amy.
Yeah, after.
And then
yeah.
I would probably do Clerks 2.
Okay. I feel like it's going to be. Okay. I feel like it's controversial.
After that, it's just. I don't really care.
Yeah. You know, it all just falls apart. For me, probably Mallrats, because I genuinely love that movie. And if it's Mallrats or if it's Mallrats Extended Cut, I don't really...
Well,
I would
I
prefer
have,
Extended Cut,
I
would
that,
say.
I have that fucking Blu-ray.
Yeah. I mean, I would prefer Extended Cut, but Theatrical Cut is great. So,
just give me Mallrats, period.
Yeah.
I don't
so number one would be Mallrats. I don't care either one. Number two would be Clerks for me.
All right.
Number three is Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Okay.
The number one, top, would be the Clerks animated series.
Oh.
Yeah. So Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back would be number three, and then four would be Clerks 2, five would be Dogma.
Really?
And then, meh. Well, because I don't know, Dogma didn't really... It was cool and all, it just didn't really, I don't know, it didn't chime with me the same as... Because I felt Mallrats when I was growing up. I really felt Mallrats.
Come on, you and me both.
That's right?
Why,
I wanted,
that's why
right.
I want to say maybe...
We wanted to be those guys. We wanted to be all of those guys. Like, yeah.
You
so,
would be
yeah,
fucking,
yeah, it's formative.
You'd be Brody.
Yeah,
and,
right.
And I was trying to be...
Well, we were both Brody. We were both TS.
Yeah.
Right, and then we were both Jay. We were both Silent Bob. So it's... Right, so that one...
Except,
then,
like, I feel like I was more TS than Brody, where you were more Brody than
yeah,
TS.
Yeah, I was more... Yeah, touch not less you be touched.
Like, well, Jay and Silent Bob, like, that's a... that's a hard
one. Fairly even trade, I would say.
Yeah,
fairly
yeah,
even
yeah,
trade.
That's a fair hand there.
Because we're both. But then as I've gotten older, because Clerks was 94, so I saw Clerks for the first time, 97.
I saw Clerks.
And I feel like I
kind of... fucking rented it. And
yeah, so, yeah, 94, 95,
I
yeah.
Snuck
well, it's like
I
kind of got Clerks. I sort of got Clerks. But then as I got older, Dante and Randall started to...
Resonate.
Yeah, is I think the right word. I think resonate would be the right word.
Yeah. Because we're still living it.
Started to resonate more.
Well, I mean, at least
Yeah. And like, oh man, like yeah, okay. I completely understand
then,
where you're coming from.
And then the comics and everything.
Well, you know, yeah, everything that came from that. But just as far as the movie was like, yeah, okay. Well, and then Clerks 2 probably would be the next one because they're getting older.
Yeah, Clerks 2, now that's the thing, like, I put that way down because...
It came in lower for you, yeah.
Like,
Under Chasing Amy, yeah.
You fucking add in all these...
yeah,
shit.
Well, okay, so for me it's like, there's
already
add-ins.
Got the movie stuff.
Well, it's like, you've
stuff.
Got... For me it's like, you've got...
And then Rosario Dawson falling for... I mean,
well,
I
that
like to
was
think
weird.
That there's some fucking hot chick waiting
yeah,
for me.
That was kind of a
like,
strange
choice. You're way out
for,
of my league.
Yeah, Rosario Dawson. I feel like if they had cast her to be like not Rosario Dawson, maybe like less inhumanly pretty.
Just
Rosario Dawson. There's something about her. She is not the chick you would see walking in the mall. You wouldn't see a chick that looks like Rosario Dawson
working
at fucking McDonald's. It just you don't see that.
Working.
No, she's
working
pretty.
At,
she's too pretty.
At
you
fucking
can't.
Movies.
Right. She, well. It, right. McDonald's. She's too pretty. You wouldn't see a chick like
but
that working.
At the same time, you might
so,
because it's in like it's like.
Well, who knows?
Rural fucking.
Well, it's
Jersey.
In Jersey. Yeah. Well, I mean, who knows. But, like, it's, yeah, so I would say, Clerks 2, because Dante is still very much the same person, and so is Randall, except that now Randall has the internet. So it's like,
yeah.
I understand where Dante's coming from in terms of being, like, why am I here? Like, what the fuck am I doing with all of this? And Randall being like, fuck, yeah, I'm gonna fucking troll the shit out of everybody, I'm gonna piss everybody off, especially on the internet. And then, I mean, past that, it's like, you got Jay and Silent Bob, slightly older, doing similar stuff, but, like, it's not exactly the same as it used to be. Yeah, Goodbye Horses, man. What a fucking jam. Yeah, man. It's fucking, what a great... Well, and I think, actually, again, the mic in the throat.
Yeah, great idea, right?
Yeah.
Goodbye, horses.
Hey, wait, can we harmanize? Let me see if we can do this. All right. yeah, you want to come in on the same key you were doing? All
right,
okay.
All right, I mean, I guess.
Goodbye, horses. Yeah, that was good. I feel like we're doing well. Yeah. Yeah, you might as well just keep that one, man.
Yeah, well,
Jam it in your ear, buddy.
I'm talking out of my ear.
Hey, can you hear him? Say something.
Jesus, please.
Chat, say something so that he can hear you through the microphone in his ear. What?
What the fuck are we even doing?
Would you fuck me? I'd fuck me.
I'm running after you. Is it I'm riding after you?
I don't know. Is it running? I thought it was running. Is it riding? I don't know the words. I genuinely don't know the words. I kind of pieced it together from the sound. Who are you? Fuck you. I pieced it together over the years. I don't know what the lyrics are, man. I never looked into it. Honestly, I never looked into it. And through all of my time hearing it here and there and listening to it on Skate 3, and I never... Yeah, I don't... Yeah. We're harmonizing. This is great. We're figuring it out. Don't worry about it.
You're used to it, butthead.
That's right. You're used to it, you butthead. That's right.
You poop.
Oh, and you poop. Dude, that's one of my favorite Billy Crystal movies, man. And I feel like nobody
fucking throw mama from the
I feel like nobody talks about that movie enough, man. I feel like that one was so overlooked.
Oh, and you clumsy poop.
Oh, and you boo.
Oh, and you boo, you clumsy poop, Owen. You don't have a cousin, Harold.
Fucking Danny DeVito trying to kill her with
no
the
shit,
Pepsi.
Right? Yeah, with the fucking Pepsi. He's got a fucking rat poison in there or some shit. Dude. So.
It's like he's about to do it, he knocks it out.
Wow! Yeah, mama, no!
Owen, you. Owen, you clumsy. Owen, you clumsy poop. Clean that mess up.
I absolutely love that movie. I caught that movie on Comedy Central one time and was immediately hooked.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I think my fucking, my grandma.
What?
Like, my grandma had that show on VHS and, like, we would watch that.
Hell yeah.
And
that movie fucking rules, dude.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That's one of my favorite Billy Crystal movies, hands down.
Billy's Crystals. What about Danny DeVito's?
Danny DeVito's? I would put that...
Arvidas Sabonis!
As far as Danny DeVito, I would put Throw Mama from the Train out there with Matilda.
Really?
I would.
Are you going to bypass Twins?
I'm not saying Twins isn't good. I'm just saying I would put it, you know, toward the tops.
Not only that, but Matilda, he was only in it for
But he was so nice the girl who played Matilda, because like her mom had cancer and shit.
And his wife.
Rhea Perlman.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she's nice.
So you
she
have
was great in Barbie. She was great in Barbie.
Yeah.
That was so fucking cool.
You
want to
tell me that men didn't cry at Barbie?
Fuck off.
You know what?
Yeah, we did.
I had a childhood.
Yeah. I grew up. I was young once.
I wish I
you
could
fucking gummy.
Still have that.
It'd be so nice to be able to feel that childlike wonder again, but
with fucking
it's not. Yeah, it doesn't have anything to do with gender. Come
on. Or anything. It's the mere fact that like my innocence is lost.
I have a heart.
It's there. It's very concealed, but it's
I feel like, you know. Well, it's had to be hardened through all the years.
And because we're men.
Because we're men.
Yeah, we like G.I. Joe.
We like G.I. Joe.
We like to fuck shit
with
up.
With kung fu action grip. We like jack
I
it off.
I want to put someone in a fucking chokehold and fucking jerk their dicks.
Right. I want to fuck their ass and jerk their dicks.
Fuck off.
Yeah, no, because that got gay. the rest of it was fine until I said, you know, fuck their ass. I think that Barbie was a really great movie, and I think it was great for everybody because it definitely has a message for women, but it also has a message for men.
I mean, it has a message.
Yeah, I think it came out.
It don't matter who.
I think
the fuck
it came out at the right time. I think we needed a movie like Barbie.
Like, for fuck's sakes.
I really
what
feel like
to
you
people
know,
just being themselves.
Oh, well.
They can't do it.
Oh, well. There's too much these days. There's too much these days. Everybody's got to
think
be,
about this. And you got to think about
well,
that.
You can't just be you. There's too much. You exist, but you are valid, but you also here are a bunch of other boxes you could fit into, and you probably should.
Yeah. You can't just be...
Well, why? I kind of feel like in the 90s, like, yeah, everybody got kind of bullied, but, like, you could basically be whoever you wanted to be.
Not like that, but really. Being in, you know, in the 90s and then being bullied, it's like, what happened? Like, that's why, you know, the soy boys or whatever the fuck. Like, because
nobody's bullied anymore.
There's no building character.
No.
You're just, everyone is a... Everyone's a custom character in their own RPG.
Yeah, everybody's valid, and there's everything, but nobody really. I feel like a lot of hardship has been kind of phased out, which really sucks.
If you have to deal through, or
if you have a hard time, or you get that, yeah. If you got a hard time, then you deserve something
call
extra.
The cops, fucking.
You could set up a GoFundMe.
The person that did it is a fascist, or
God.
Whatever the fuck it is, you know, it doesn't matter who the fuck. But yeah, no, like there has to be an answer, and that answer is the easy one.
Well, I think
it's the easy way out.
I feel like the problem with you get heckled
like a comedian.
Yeah.
In life,
well,
that's
you
just
learn
how
to handle
it.
That's part of it. You learn how to handle it.
That's
you keep going.
What makes you fucking grow and be
like
a better
person. I feel like the problem is that everybody these days is looking for the silver bullet answer to every complex problem.
Yeah. No. Everything's a cheat code.
Right. They just want the cheat codes. They don't actually want to deal with. When we were younger, we bought video games, and it didn't matter if you were good at that game, you learned to be good at that game.
It would give you that fucking goddamn 24 so fucking character
you,
password, but no matter what, you would replay and replay.
But you
and
had
replay.
You had to be good enough for that password to matter.
Oh, yeah, no, you got
so,
to a certain point.
So you got through that first level, you struggled through that first level, and eventually you got your way through, and good for you, and record your password. Because what's waiting for you next is that second level. It's really going to kick your dick in.
Yeah.
And then once you manage to get through that second level, record your password again. Because congratulations, you managed to get through that second level.
And
it's really going to kick your dick in. And it
did. How many times
and eventually,
did you have to replay
well,
that
that's
second
exactly
level
it.
Just to get
that's
to
exactly it.
It,
right? So I think that like a lot of, well, and this sort of echoes into life, a lot of modern video games have these like checkpoints.
Yep.
You made it a third through the level, so you get a checkpoint. Back
congratulations,
in our day,
you passed 200 feet
hey,
from
you
the
pressed a
port.
Button. Back in our day, it was like you had to make it through the level, or it didn't fucking matter.
Oh, yeah.
And
dude,
there was no...
Fucking
woo!
every NES
yeah.
game.
Oh, yeah.
Every Sega game.
NES game. And SNES as well. It continued into that era. Well, and like, you know what? It continued also into the PlayStation as well. to an extent.
To an extent,
because there were a lot of games where, yeah, that was where they started implementing checkpoints.
And also, to an extent, like, really.
Well, SNES,
like
also,
the
they
SNES
started giving you checkpoints.
Fucking,
yeah. They started
had,
giving
like,
you checkpoints. But for a lot of games.
Load fucking shit. Like,
yeah,
you could load your last save point.
Right. Yeah. Well, and I think the SNES, you know, that wasn't.
Spider!
Crash it with my microphone.
You got plop. I think it's already done, isn't it?
Now it probably is.
It plop.
Yeah.
Spider.
Goodbye, spider. I crushed you with my mind. Good. Yeah, right? Hell yeah. That one's a good one. I feel like we've kind of done ourselves a disservice by removing... the sharp edges.
The hardships. The obstacles.
We've removed the sharp edges from a lot of things. Think about playground equipment. If what I can do is kind of boil it down into one thing, I guess it would be playground equipment. When we were kids, what did we have on the ground? We had jagged-ass pieces of gigantic bark dust.
Jesus.
That were dangerous.
Hot-ass fucking iron.
And we had
hot-ass
steel slides.
Swings.
And we had the rubber swings
bars.
With the gnarly steel chains. And we had the monkey bars that were you know, railroad ties that would splinter and shit, and then it was like solid steel. Well, not solid steel, but they were steel pipes that went through.
The climbing fucking, like, chain link fucking.
Well, you remember Jungle Gyms?
Oh, yeah.
All that was a great opportunity to get hurt.
Motherfuckers drowning in a goddamn ball pit.
I don't. Bro, I fucking. How does that happen? You put a ball in your mouth and then you're fucking dead. I never understood that. Well, okay.
It's like hyperventilation.
This is when, it's got to be, right? So this is when I knew that things are really fucked up for us as a nation, as sort of as a culture here in this country. I knew that things were fucked up for us when Burger King was like, hey, we got to recall our Pokeballs because some kids suffocated.
Oh, jeez.
Right? And I was like, what? How does that even happen? Like, you put the Pokeball over your mouth. Why? Why does that happen? And then what? Somebody's parents couldn't be bothered to knock that off of their kid's mouth until you fucking stop?
Or that kid had such a big fucking mouth.
Well, but how do you, as a parent, like, how would you not look back at your kid and be like, why are you so quiet?
I mean,
right?
Upstairs in the room playing because it's
playtime. Yeah, I just Mommy don't even understand that. Like, you have a loud ass kid, that kid's gonna be loud all the fucking time. If they're quiet, you kind of have to know, hey, there's a problem.
Actually, that reminds me of a SNL thing that I saw recently. It was fucking Nicole Kidman and Mike Myers. And
Myers, so this is like old.
Yeah.
Mike Myers. Yeah, that happened.
We're talking old. Like Nicole Kidman, Days of Thunder.
Yeah, okay, that would have to be.
But, Mike Myers was, like, the fucking loud kid in the playground.
Oh, was he the one on that? Yeah, with the helmet. Yeah, he's like, mother doesn't allow me chocolate. Yeah,
And then, you know, Nicole Kidman's all like, oh,
Why are you fucking running and yanking the Jungle Gym?
Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah.
Right. But that was the kind of Jungle Gym that would fucking kill you if you were acting like a dumb asshole.
Or if it was too hot.
Oh, Christ. On a sunny day, like, Jesus our playground equipment shit was
You were
lethal.
In shorts? And you're going down
you're
that
fucked.
Slide?
You're fucked.
Fuck your ass.
Yeah, all it is... Well, you really had to pull your legs up.
Fucked.
You got to pull your legs up, make sure your shirt's tucked
well,
in.
Well, no, you're doing that whole thing where, like, your ass and, like, the feet.
You go,
and then you got that fucking...
Well, you hold on to your
on
knees.
Knees.
Yeah, you hold on to your
and
knees.
You just, like...
Tuck them into your chest and just slide down, hopefully. Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to make sure your shirt's tucked in.
And then, not only that, but if you are going too fast, then you hit that fucking sawdust.
Oh, Christ.
And it splinters galore.
Yeah, you end up getting stabbed by wood.
Well, yeah, we're the first time for some people.
Take some wood in the ass. And then, you know, they switch over to, they started switching when we were kids. They started switching into the plastic slides, which are almost worse.
Oh, I love those.
For
fucking,
the static?
No. I'm talking about the flooring.
They started switching to that, but I'm just talking about plastic slides.
Oh, no, plastic slides suck because then you got the static electricity.
Yeah, you get the static. So, like, I mean, I would almost rather have a hot metal slide than...
Yeah, because I know I can go
plastic
down
plastic slide, right.
Because plastic slide...
Plastic slide, you're fucked. You're going to end up zap.
Friction is going to happen no matter what.
Oh, yeah. The whole way down, you just end up zap.
Be
zap,
it
zap.
Wet,
it's not even fun.
Be it dry, whereas metal slide, wet or dry, you're just...
You're going... Well, wet, you're even faster.
Oh, yeah, you're
Yeah,
picking
wet,
up velocity.
You're faster. Ooh, you pick up some speed.
All right, well...
But, like, I remember throwing myself off of the swing sets... You know, onto that gnarly ass.
Yeah, I remember shitting off
bark dust. Well, there was that time you shit on. How much time do we have left?
We have about 6 minutes.
So there was a time he shit on a slide, and I think at this point
on a goddamn slide.
That was my ringtone for a while.
It was.
Hey, yo, word up! I just shit on a goddamn slide. That was my ringtone. So we were on. Yeah, it's long enough ago. We were on mushrooms. We were wandering around our neighborhood, and I remembered a park which connected.
Well, we saw the UFO in the garage.
That's right. Yeah, there was a UFO in the garage, and so we left. And then there was a school nearby, so we went to the school and
got Slurpees.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, yeah, we went to the 7-Eleven, and then we saw the UFO in the garage, and we got away from that quickly.
we were on mushrooms, mind. And we went to a school, and we were fucking around the playground, and my boy here, he says, man, I really got to poop. And I said, can you hold it till we're home? And he said, no. And I said, okay, well, I think it'd be really funny if you shit on the slide.
Yep. And it was one of those fucking old school
did.
Flat.
It was the flat steel slide. And if you've ever heard anybody run up a slide, that first impact of their foot as they were running up was exactly the noise I heard. So he pulls down his pants and he put his ass up over the bar that you use to swing for extra speed, you know, at the top of the slide. And
gain the
fucking momentum. And so, you know, clang, I hear that the shit hit. And man, it was very funny, but but we didn't have anything for him to wipe with, so I grabbed, because it was springtime, I grabbed a whole bundle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of cherry blossoms. I was like, here, wipe with this. And he did. And good for him. And then I peed in my Slurpee cup and threw it up on top of the school.
Yeah, on top of...
Oh, no, that's right. That wasn't all I did. So, yeah, for some reason, there were clothes that were left. Well, it's probably me. There were clothes that were left. There was like this structure that was like a roof over the top of some basketball courts. And there was some random clothing, a jacket, a shirt. But for some reason, there was like a pair of jeans. So,
a pair of random fucking clothes.
Yeah, a pair of pants. I don't know who forgets their pants. But anyway, I tossed them up on top of the roof there. And then peed in my Slurpee cup and threw the piss Slurpee cup up at the clothing. And I probably hit it. But at that point, it doesn't really matter whether or not. On mushrooms, yeah. It was a good time. After I did that, he shit on the slide. And then, yeah, we laughed the whole way home.
Yeah.
Yeah, good times. So let's see. I think at this point, we can probably call the podcast. You want to sing Goodbye Horses one more time?
I don't even know. Let's look up the words here.
Hey, you want to look at the karaoke? That'd be fun. Just sing our way out.
Goodbye. Well, it's not even the name of the song. Goodbye Horses.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you?
Goodbye Horses lyrics.
Yeah.
Here's what I found on the web.
Here's what I found on the web.
He told me I see the rise, but it always falls. I see them come, I see them go. He said all things pass into the night. And I said, oh no, sir, I must.
I don't know. What is it?
I'm
flying over you?
Yeah.
Oh my God! I'm flying over you.
Oh, let's do it.
Yeah, you gonna look it up?
Let's do it. All
right,
let's
do it. We have about 2 minutes left. We're good. Just skip ahead to the chorus, I guess.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, hell yeah! Let's sing us out.
Hold on. We'll just get to the fucking part.
Okay. Jesus Christ. It's like three quarters through the song. What the fuck is happening?
Goodbye, horses. I'm flying over you. Goodbye, horses. I'm flying.
Hope you're having a good day or night or whatever it is, whenever you're listening.
Get out of here, you nerds.
You fucking nerds. Join us next time for some more stupid nonsense.
Poop fart.
Bye.